International Cooperation Council, El Camino College, September 22, 1979.
Mr. Leland Stewart and friends.
The
International Cooperation Council has had made a great deal of effort in inviting me to participate in this meeting, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity this evening. The aims and objectives of the International Cooperation Council are exactly the same as what I have always been thinking about.
See, at present moment, I mean this century or this period, we are very much interdependent on nation to nation or continent to continent. So you see, on such period, the cooperation, helping each other, is something very essential, very important. Without genuine cooperation, we human society, difficult to survive in future. So you see, whether you like other nation or not, the circumstances itself compelled to rely on others. It is something very important. We must have a good cooperation. Now you see cooperation come. Real genuine cooperation come only through right mental attitude. Cooperation through threat, through pressure. Just a money business, it is rather difficult. But you see, through love, through compassion, then we can have a real, genuine cooperation. So here, if we realize the oneness of human being, irrespective the different color or different culture, different ideology, different faith, or different nationality, whether educated or uneducated, whether poor or rich, no matter. But in essential, all human being is the same. Just you see, I myself, feel that I am a human being, I want happiness, I do not want suffering. That feeling is exactly, everybody feel, everybody has this feeling. Now for example, while I am talking to you, though I could not read your mind, but through my own experience, through my own, judging my own feeling, I can know roughly what is thinking on in your each head. You see, everybody, what you call, the wish or desire or hope, something good. So in human life, there is no guarantee in future, but we remain, because of Baal is already. We remain on hope, on the basis of hope, though there is no guarantee. But we are based, we are making effort to have a good future on the basis of hope. So you see, we are all same feeling. So now the question is the importance of yourself and other. If you forget, you see, other, just concentrate on your own, you see, on your own self. Then you see, if you look from a wider view, wider viewpoint, or from what do you call the moral viewpoint, that just thinking yourself is very, very narrow-minded. Very, you see, very limited. Now, because you see, the one single person, one self, is a no matter you are important person, but just a single person, single soul or person, human being. The other, you see, limitless. I'm not talking about the other galaxies, but only within this one world, this world, you see, others is several billions. You are just one single person. So the condition or the feeling is the same, exactly same. Each human being have the feeling of, you see, wishing happiness, do not want suffering, and at the same time, each person have the right to obtain happiness, and each person have the right to get rid of suffering. This is exactly the same. Now only difference is one is just a single, I is just a single, the other is a limitless. So you see, every day we are counting, you see, money. $1 and $10 itself is something same. But in that case, we are thinking about amount, though you see same dollar. But one is just one, the other is 5 or 10 or 20. So more care about the bigger number. It's the same thing. If you remain as a something third person, you imagine one side your own self, one single person. The other, the limitless being, you see, imagine something like visualize.
Visualize.
Then you can, now here you yourself remain as a something third person, unbiased. Then you judge, which welfare for this one single person or welfare of other limitless being, which is more important? If you choose these, two, which is more important, then naturally you feel this, you see, larger number, you see, larger on the masses, the welfare of this is much more important than the single. So like this, if you think, then gradually we can feel, you can grow some sort of, you see, true feeling, genuine feeling of importance of other. Through that feeling, and also, you see, we can look the
cherishing oneself and cherishing others.
These two, you see, if you think the negative side, positive side about cherishing yourself, and similarly the negative side and positive side about the cherishing other. Now you see, we can feel or we can know the selfish person. Though he want something, happiness, or something good for himself, but due to selfish motive, his, you see, action or his speech or in every action gradually shows the real motive, you see, real inner feeling. Then other people gradually realize, oh, that person is something very selfish. He don't bother other people's welfare. Then, even your closest friend gradually may become a distant person. So you see, though you are trying to obtain, you yourself become something big man or something wealth or something better. But gradually the effect is something different. You may gain some wealth or some power, but real love
The real love from others, the real feeling of goodness from others towards you,
it's become less and less. Now if we, compare the love, love or respect or real kindness feeling showing other towards you, whether this is more benefit or important, or the just power and money is important. If you compare these two, no doubt for me, human compassion, human love to each other, that is much more valuable, much more important than the money. Right. So through selfish motive, gradually you will lose her. You will be the loser. Now the other side. Cherishing. Cherishing other. Now while I'm talking, I'm learning new English. You see, cherishing other. Now you see, look, with that image, because of love for other, cherishing other, you see, through that motivation and speech or action, physical actions, actually you motivated to benefit for other, so it goes some way to help other. So gradually from others also respond accordingly. So now you see, in this past world, beside the great saint like Lord Buddha, or great teacher like Buddha or Jesus Christ or Muhammad, or in any way so forth, among the politicians or world leader who are more thinking genuinely for others' benefit, for others' welfare, then you see that person, whether our own generation or past generation or before, still we are hearing his name and about his activity, and people generally respect. Because of not his selfish, but because of his cherishing others' activity. So you see, ultimately the selfish motive, gradually it creates some kasure. You will fail, or you will thoraya.
You will be the loser.
You will be loser. The other side, the gradually it will gain more benefit, even yourself also. So now cherish yourself, right? Cherish yourself. This with this feeling, the anger will come, will increase, the pride will increase, strong attachment will increase. Now say the anger, strong attachment, the pride. These things are real defect of human mind. With these thought, you can really achieve inner peace. You cannot really. I'm making big mistake. So you may confuse. Oh, so you see, through this and bad motive, hardly you can achieve inner peace. And without your inner peace, there is no possibility to create friendly atmosphere. If I say some harsh word and with anger and something like that, then here in this whole atmosphere may become a tense. So you see, through anger, through strong attachment, through pride, the peace atmosphere cannot create or cannot
cannot come.
Now the other side again. Now the other side, the love, compassion. With these motivation, with these thought, usually I call the good thought. You see, we human being by nature we have a good side of thought as well as bad side of thought. So now the good side of thought, you see, compassion, love, respect, sharing other people's suffering and this sort of thing. With these thought, you yourself feel peace, calm. If you have great love or great compassion, the tolerance also involved here. So you see, tolerance, compassion, with strong compassion, the tolerance, as I mentioned, is the tolerance also coming or growing, and also you see contentment will come. So you see, with these feeling, despite your, problems, you will feel, always you remain calm. You yourself, gain more and more inner peace. With that feeling, we can create a real, friendly atmosphere and peace atmosphere. So now, you see, the real cooperation comes through this sort of mental attitude. So now, this period, we need some sort of development of compassion, sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. This is something very important. Now all the, different religion. Now this about, talking about this, good quality or good thought or good, good feeling. This, not only religious person, but non-believer or non-religious person also say, share or also, can feel. So this is something universe, I speak compassion or love is something universal religion without any dogmatism, without any, philosophy, complicated philosophy. Just sharing, just understand other as a human brothers and sisters. And respect their right. Respect, their benefit. and sharing their suffering and helping. That is the most beautiful thing. In animal world, you see, generally speaking, difficult. We human society, the helping each other is something nice. Sharing other people's you see, suffering. Even you cannot help with money, but showing great concern, great moral support, moral expression of sympathy, that itself something very much value. So now you see, this sort of compassion thought is something very important. This is something basis of all the many activities, activity of mankind. Sorry. Now this sort of whether you call religion or not, no matter. But this sort of you see, compassion feeling. This can cover not only in the field of religion, but field of science or technology or politics or law or doctor and medical medicines in every field. With this motivation, the all activity may aiming on the benefit of other. Without this motivation, there you see sometimes there are science and technology may go other way. Instead of helping, it become more fear. It brought more fear, threat. Just global threat. These things, actually, it's due to our own motivation. Certain things, go wrong way. So the key point is our human motivation. Intelligence alone is something marvelous, but not sufficient. Good intelligence with the good heart, balance. Then human brain or because of good intelligence, we can develop many things, like all these material progress. At the same time, with good heart, control, all these, the human always become above the material. The will, we will not lose the value of human, the dignity of human being. If we human being become slave of machine, something like that, we produce these. If we human being become slave of machine, something like that, we produce these machines or this material thing. Suppose. With this mission, we feel more happier, more calm, more peace. While you are doing this,
without thinking in depth,
the gradually somehow you see without notice. We just become something like some part of the mission. Just time goes, rushing, go, doing something, and return, just like that, you see, just like a mission, a part of a mission. That is not very nice, if we lose real human value. And also, you see, with that sort of rushing, always your human, mental capacity go just outside, not thinking inner, less. That ultimately will lose the real human potential. We have plenty of space to go there. At the same time, a small place here, actually there is great space to investigate. So you see, it is something nice or something good to think more. What the nature of mind? What is the nature of real my feeling? What is the value of human being? Then we can balance the material progress as well as human dignity. When we met, people, I mean variety of people. The first are very nice. They say, good morning or something like that. How are you? Oh, I'm very well. That's what you say. Very beautiful atmosphere, very beautiful word. Then if you listen more and more, what is your problem? What is your problem? They go deeper, deeper, deeper. Every people complaining something. You see? Under the beautiful surface, there are some, you see, problem, mental unrest. Things are there. Now, you see, missions are just, what you call, the external material alone cannot solve that mental unrest. Unless your own initiative through mentally, some kind of right attitude, some kind of, you see, wiser, reasonable thinking, without that sort of, I don't know, whether you call wisdom or some sort of, some sort of experience or realization, without that, the mental unrest will remain that, there. So, you can see, obviously you can see, without mental unrest, without Maria, with mental unrest, with mental unrest, you cannot enjoy those, this material prosperity. So now, you see, problem, we human being, certain factors or certain check or investigate your own, you see, your own inner self. Trying to check. And certain, you see, bad thought which create problem, these kind of thought must, first you must realize, then gradually try to control. At the same time, they first recognize the good side and try to increase. Now, this is something very important. This is my feeling. Now you say, now this is general speaking. Now the all world major religion, there are different philosophy, and in some cases, you see, just opposite to each other. But if we look, what is the purpose of these different philosophy? The purpose is same. That is better human being. Through different method, through different philosophy, the ultimate goal is a happiness of human being. See, how to reach the happiness of human being through, you see, kasore, misosu mi sangushen in yigiletuya.
How to make man a better human being and to reach the ultimate goal.
You see, through what you call the compassion or love, honest, justice, right? These are all religion speaking same word, you see, same language. So, through various religion, we have a great responsibility to serve mankind through each own's, faith, this sort of thing. So, you see, making common effort, not thinking how to increase your own, faith follower, but rather, you see, how to contribute through my own belief or my own practice to the human society. And common effort. Not argue each other, but not argue each other or criticizing each other. Respect each other and making common effort. Now, you see, each individual faith, there are generally, you see, common aim. But at the same time, there are some specialities, right? Specialty. So here, very important to, you see, close cooperation among the different religious faith. Through close contact, understand each other well, then you can learn each other. There are many good points in each religion. So, you see, like Buddhist, there are points which we Buddhists can learn from other religion. At the same time, like Christian or Judaism, can learn certain technique of meditation from Buddhism. So, you see, sharing each other's, you see, special quality or special techniques, sharing for everybody, and thinking the main aim. So this is something now, year by year,
there's almost a natural trend towards this.
Mm-hmm. No, since around 70, yes, around since 73, I went to Europe, I met late His Holiness Pope, and like that, you see, quite a number of Christian, believer or head, and what you call the Archbishop Canterbury, like that. So you see, and also this time now in the United States, the last several days I have so quite a number of occasion to meeting different religious faith. And talk, share each other's, you see, problems or each other's view. This is something very nice. And in New York, isn't it?
New York, no.
Lagandi.
And in New York,
Lagandi.
His Holiness attended a service at the St. Patrick's Cathedral.
You see, side by side, praying
together.
Jointly. Yeah, very nice. We can feel the real, certain feeling, you see, beyond ordinary sense. You see, there are some feeling. You see, something like that, you see, really, common. You see, we are sitting, we are. Nyamdol ya tsonyo, and nyamdol ya common effort.
Experiencing together and making a common effort.
So, like that. Then, So now this is the my main main topic. Where?
Nari.
Topic? Now almost the topic is same, the compassion. Just I always repeating compassion. Something like a tape recorder. Slight differences here and there. The main topic is the compassion. Actually, I myself practice that. Now, 44 years old, I practice several years this practice, altruism. Buddhism, Sanskrit word called bodhicitta, altruism. Where? It's something very, very useful for individual cases also, very useful. And for human society also, I think very beneficial. So because of my own practice and because of my own experience, I felt that this is something valuable to talk. So I always talk about the compassion. So some of you may feel, because may hurt several times, then I'm sure she's irritated you.
You might be irritated a little.
In your ear. So thank you very much, Adil Kazure. Now, as a conclusion, I'm very glad to meeting you here as a something real, close friend, though except few of them, first meeting, but since my own, you see, attitude, my own feeling is I am one of your member, or your family member. I feel like that. So we are same, not much differences. So you see, therefore, I'm very happy to have this opportunity to express my own feeling. And I pray all of you will enjoy and success in your life, rest of your life. This is my prayer. Thank you very much. No questions. Questions. Question answer.
His Holiness has agreed that we can have just a few questions, and these need to be written and submitted to one of the ushers, and then we'll do the best we can with those, the little time we have remaining. Thank you.
Can I ask a question while that mic is there?
We prefer the written questions.
I'm sorry, but we're behind schedule, so we can only take a few questions. The first is, what is the Tibetan Buddhist form of meditation?
There are many variety. But usually and generally speaking, you see, meditate on your own nature of mind, your own mind. That, you see, though at the beginning it is a bit difficult, but once you get used, it is something very useful. But generally, you see, any object, with any object you can concentrate.
At the time of meditation, in the beginning, it's very important for the mind to be free from obscuration.
Must be very, you see, not only one-pointedness, but the, from subject side or from mind side, must be very clear, very sharp, very attentive. This is something very essential. With just dull and concentrate on one point, just something half sleepy, that's not good. You see, must be very clear. So time is generally we practice in the early morning. So say, I mean, here maybe like, you see, 4 or 5, that time is more appropriate. So this is, I mean, general thing. Next question. So now these things, of course, you see, one sentence or few sentences, I cannot say, and you cannot know these things, just a few words. So if you really interest about these things, then now, you see, fortunately, they are here and there are some new Tibetan centers, Tibetan Buddhist centers also. I'm coming. So you can learn through these centers.
What do you feel is the most important thing for us as human beings to do or to be?
Love, compassion.
Good. What can we as American individuals do to support the cause of a free Tibet?
I'm very thankful to express such feeling. I appreciate very much. I mean, you are just, concerning about our welfare, our problem. I'm very grateful, and
I don't have anything specific to say that you could actually implement right now.
But keep in your mind, this in your mind, and you see, from time to time, look our situation. Then someday you may,
There may be a chance to do something then.
Thank you. Next.
When will you return to Lhasa?
Tomorrow. difficult to say. Then? The problem of Tibet is not my return, or the just 100,000 Tibetan refugee problem. No. The problem is 6 million are people inside Tibet. They are not at all happy. They suffer very much. Inside there, the action, something like synchronized, is going on. We Tibetan, with a unique instinctive way, distinctive culture heritage. And we are a peace-loving nation. So, but you see, inside situation is, as I mentioned, something very sad thing. So, I feel at the moment, unless inside the situation is complete change, and people, majority of our people, genuinely happy, genuinely satisfied, then certainly I will return. Till that day, I feel in outside I can better serve for our people. Now, for example, during past 20 years, regarding preservation of Tibetan identity, Tibetan culture, including Buddhism, in outside, in foreign land, we have done more than inside 6 million Tibetan people. You understand? And also regarding general education, out of 15,000 to 20,000 Tibetan young boys and girls, now around 200 to 300, they already reach university level, qualified university standard. In India, in the United States, in England, or in Germany, or France, in Italy, in Switzerland, like that, you see, all over, in Japan also, you see, all over the world, at least 200 to 300 Tibetan boys and girls reach that level. Inside, no single Tibetan reach that level. So, in this respect, we have done more than inside. So in future,
tape ended. The rest seems not to have been recorded.